And where are you, big boy?
Round Rock, Texas.
All right. They'll be playing the Round Rock Round Rears. I don't know what it is.
McNeil.
McNeil Mavericks.
Okay. There you go.
That's right. At the very nice stadium, which actually is named after someone now, right? No, it's not going to be there?
No.
Oh, it's not. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Dragon Stadium.
Oh, okay.
So the game could be on Friday.
Ah, okay.
Because the palace is occupied.
Occupado. I'll have to scratch that out here.
Well, you better. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, accuracy is our motto.
We try to get it right whenever we can, and if we can't, then we're sorry.
Dragon Stadium. Yeah.
When news breaks, we fix it.
That's right. So, anyway, that'll be going on. And pro football started?
Yeah, last night at the Superdome. Didn't watch a lick of it, but I got the score.
I watched a little bit of it because I was thinking, I was flipping back and forth between that game and Auburn and Mississippi State, which turned out to be not a bad game either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
17-14, Auburn won.
That's right. Mississippi State was going for the winning touchdown, but Couldn't get it on four downs.
Couldn't quite do it. So,
dang! And I was watching Oprah reruns. Dang,
were you?
Yeah. Well, that can be good too. Yeah.
But I was flipping back and forth between those two games, thinking, you know, the pro game with, you know, the Saints high octane offense and Brett Favre slinging the ball back there, that it'd be a smoking scoreboard affair.
Sure,
14-9.
Yeah. It's a nice job.
Thank you, NFL.
Okay, what else were you talking about in sports or something else?
I said the Rangers won twice, and I talked about Louisiana Tech.
Oh, that's it, Louisiana Tech. They've had a bit of a disciplinary problem.
It seems like I saw that. It's somebody's not going to get to ride in the motorhome to College Station.
And that's the thing, is I think they're having to prepare based on, I don't know, worst case scenario, best case scenario. What do you have to do to get kicked off the team? I'm sorry. let's hit that fight song. If you got that Louisiana Tech fight song, and we'll do the words.
Yeah.
We'll do the words next hour, so everybody's prepared for the
big
game.
Fired up. 1, 2.
Let's go, Red Blue. We're dogs, and there we
woof,
go.
Woof.
And yeah, score a touchdown or two. Remember that?
We're dogs, and our women are. Never mind.
No. Once again, ideal fight song because there are only two words that have two syllables. Everything else is a one-syllable word in the fight song. In fact, one line of the thing is tech, 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 which makes it really easy.
Mm.
Tech, tech, tech.
Tech, tech, tech.
Yep. Ooh, the president's going to hold a news conference today at the White House. Ooh.
How many reporters are going to be there?
The ones he calls on.
What would you ask? What would you ask the president? Well, and wait, that does bring up a point. Before we go any further, how many reporters will be there? He was in, where is he, in Cleveland? Was that yesterday or 2 days ago?
I think it was 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Well, Cleveland.com reports, with less than an hour before President Obama's scheduled speech, 75 seats remained empty in the Recreation Center at Cayuga Community College Western Campus. So organizers went around campus and recruited more students to fill the seats.
For the President of the United States.
Exactly. Jennifer Ray Hall, who is a student from Parma Heights whose class was canceled, was working on her artwork in a coffee shop in the basement of the building.
Wow.
When a call went out for more students, after dropping their stuff at a bag check, the newly invited students cleared security and filed into the gym so they could see the leader of the free world.
Mm-hmm.
He can't fill a gym in a community college. I'm not saying that he's...
That sounds like something you'd tell somebody as a cut down. You couldn't fill a gym at a community college.
Yeah, something like that. And if and I believe if you look at the Drudge Report today, once again, a fine popularity poll out there that the president has now hit a new all-time low. 41% approval rating right now. So new low for the president of U.S. America, and congratulations to him on that. But anyway, having said all that, today, he speaks to us, the U.S. American people, and that'll be wonderful. I'm sure he'll be talking about. And the deal is, he's once again said, "All right, you know, I'm gonna get out there and and we're going to do new things to create spending in the infrastructure and those tax cuts, and everybody's kind of going, yeah, okay, fine. That'd be great. So I'm sure it'll be...
It's very transparent.
Well, it is.
Because it's a marked difference in tone, or maybe not tone, but just philosophy than what we were hearing 6 weeks ago, even.
Mm-hmm. And again, for so long, and we talked about the love affair the media had, and he's so wonderful, and he's so this, and he's going to pay our mortgage, and he's going to fill our gas tanks, and all that, and even up until 6 weeks ago, he was basically lecturing to us.
Yeah.
And now, very professorial mode, and not now.
Well, he's gone from the lecture, if you will, that you were saying, the button down, and now he's in full blown campaign mode, and it's just it was an about face that quickly.
Sleeves rolled up, talking about who's in the house,
jogging,
treat me like a dog,
jogging up to the podium, almost like Jim Lang on the dating game or something, and. and the rhetoric has changed, and it's transparent.
Well, and again, as we've spoken about, this man does not engender any kind of confidence in his ability. And that's not just the president. I mean, he's the front guy, but it also must have to do with his staff and his policymakers, that nobody has any confidence that what he's selling out there is going to work. And most importantly, your front guy or gal has got to be able to sell the plans and the programs that they want to put in place. And now, the word is that the paint's peeling. There's and not unusual for a chief of staff to leave an administration, not at all. But Rahm Emanuel has been such a point man and such a lightning rod, and now he's looking at taking that run in Chicago. But certainly, if that's not the exit ramp, he is looking for the door, and that does not help this president either. So we'll see how all that plays out. Vice President Joe Biden, Wednesday night, did you happen to see him on the Colbert Report? I saw it yesterday in the replay. Colbert went to Afghanistan again. And so he said, we're passing beverages out to you guys and troops. And then, hey, there's a hot dog vendor. Hey, hot dog guy, would you, sit down while I finish the show? And it's Joe Biden.
Really?
Biden was over there handing out hot dogs. And he said, that's my other job. But he comes over and he does a little sit down afterwards in his coat and tie, and he says, Mr. President, thank you, talking about George Bush. I've known you for all your 8 years of your presidency, and I've never known a time when you didn't care. You deserve a lot of credit.
Wait, was George Bush on the show?
No, he wasn't. But Joe Biden, and of course, Joe Biden knew who his audience was, too. Those were all enlisted guys right there, guys and gals right there. But he was actually... very complimentary of the president.
So Joe Biden said something smart and good.
Yeah, very.
Well, wait. It depends on your political stripes.
Sure.
If it was good.
Well, okay.
Once again, the progressives.
Said something nice.
Yeah, the progressives may not be happy about that. Mm-hmm. Charlie Cook's the latest. There are any number of political prognosticators out there who keep talking about the big gains the Republicans are going to have. I'm thinking they need to kind of ratchet that down. Because if you're going to vote for a Republican, they do need you to still go out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you hear, Cook is saying a total of 80 Democrat seats are vulnerable and says that the GOP gains will be well north of 39 seats is what he says. Probably the Senate won't flip. Republican Senate game will be 8 seats is what he says there.
Yeah, considering the fact that early voting hasn't even started yet, you're really... counting your chickens before the eggs hatch. I mean,
yeah, if they decide to do that, and again, that's John Cornyn has to do that in the Senate. It's his job to get Republicans elected in the Senate. But they got to have a follow through. People have to go out and vote. And I don't know. We don't have time. This preacher in Florida. I'm calling him Looney Tunes, Mr. Tunes.
Yes.
He apparently said that they weren't going to burn the Korans.
But now he's saying he still might.
Yeah, because, what happened is he talked to this imam named Masuri, I think is his name, who had said that he had talked to the people in New York and they would move the mosque and so or the worship center, and so he would not burn the Korans. And now he's kind of going, well, maybe I will. And this guy just, the fact they put him on the media and they put him on the air.
This is the news media's fault.
It is.
This guy, we would never know who he was or care.
There are 50 people in his church. Go ahead.
and we would not know who he is, and he would not be on anyone's radar screen. And but yet, here we are. And I lay this solely at the feet of national media for giving this the coverage that it has gotten and for elevating his profile. This is a man who is desperate for attention. This is a man who is desperate for funding. He's been kicked out of one church already. You know, anytime I hear of one person, quote unquote, starting a church, makes me a little twitchy. And that's just my personal religious stripes right there.
Right.
But this guy, by all accounts, he is hurting for money. He's obviously hurting for attention, and they're playing right into his hand. I mean, it's just they have. I almost want to tell him, well done. You know, you have played your crazy card, and they have just gone lockstep. They being the media have gone lockstep right along with you.
And unfortunately, the Secretary of Defense of the United States had to call him yesterday to try to tamp this thing out. Because Petraeus talking about it, and military leaders talking about it, and in fact, Muslim leaders talking about it, and that was not enough. And finally, Gates called him yesterday, and he comes out with this statement, and now he's backing away from that. Anyway, we spent too much time on him already. It's 6:51.